Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Elbit Vision Systems' fourth quarter and full year 2015 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact EV's Investor Relations team at GK Investor Relations or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.evs.co.il. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Welcome to EVS fourth quarter and full year 2015 results conference call. We'd like to welcome all of you to the conference call, and would like to thank EVS management for hosting this call. Before we start, I'd like to point out that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions, and EVS cannot guarantee that they will in fact occur. EVS does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual event or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing market trends, reduced demand, and the competitive nature of EVS industry, as well as other risks identified in a document filed by the company with Securities and Exchange Commission. With us today on the line are Mr. Sam Cohen, the CEO, and Yaron Menashe, the CFO. Sam will introduce EVS and discuss some of the key highlights of the fourth quarter and the full year, while Yaron will summarize some of the financial highlights of the fourth quarter. After this, we will open the call for the question and answer session. Now, I'd like to hand over the call to Sam Cohen, EVS CEO. Sam, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Ehud. I'd like to welcome all of you to our conference call, and thank you for your interest in our company. Today, we demonstrated excellent results for both the quarter and the full year, with exceptional growth in year-over-year revenue, gross profit, operating profit, and net income. Our full-year revenue growth, up 37% versus last year, is an indication of a long-term trend toward automated vision inspection in the textile industry, a trend which we believe will continue for many years to come. Our operating margin grew from 15% to 25% in 2015, a strong demonstration of the operating leverage inherent in our business, that we are able to grow our revenue without significant step-up in expenses. The general improvement in gross margin was also a significant contributing factor. This is a result of the hard work we are doing in improving our product design and ensuring efficient manufacturing. Our net income was 2.5 times that of last year. We generated positive operating cash flow, and we ended the year in a significantly better financial situation than we have been for many years. Last week, we announced an order for denim inspection of over $400,000. This order is important not because of its size, but it solved a major problem in the denim industry, where to date, there has been no real solution. Denim is a material which does not look uniform, and weaving error can appear to human eye similar to texture of the material. It is therefore difficult for human to inspect quickly and accurately. The denim industry represent a large market, given the many hundreds of finishing lines throughout the world. In summary, our business is performing exceptionally well. We remain in the strongest position in our core business that we have been in very long time, and we expect this trend to continue well into the future. Looking ahead, it is still too early to provide concrete guidance for 2016 as a whole. However, signs are it will be a good year for EVS. Our backlog as of today is well ahead of where it was at the same point last year. We also expect our profitability to continue to be strong. With that, I would like to hand over to Yaron Menashe, our CFO. Yaron, go ahead.
Thank you, Sam. Today, we announced solid financial results for both the quarter and full year of 2015, demonstrating a very high level of year-over-year growth in revenue, strong improvement in gross and operating margins, and substantial growth in net income. Revenue for the fourth quarter of 2015 were $2.3 million, representing year-over-year growth of 18%. For 2015 as a whole, we have reported $9.1 million, up 37% year-over-year. Fourth quarter gross profit was $1.25 million, 14% ahead of those of last year, with a gross margin of 53.2%. In 2015, we reported a gross profit of $5.2 million, up 50% year-over-year, with a gross margin of 57.5% versus 52.7% last year. Operating income in the first quarter of 2015 was $388,000, 4% ahead of the first quarter last year, and reporting an operating margin of 16.5%. For the year, operating income was $2.3 million, 121% ahead of that of last year, with an operating margin of 24.8% versus 15.4% last year. Net income for the first quarter of 2015 was $333,000, an increase of 112% over last year and representing a net margin of 14.2%. For the full year, we reported net income of $2.1 million, up 3.2 times over last year, with a margin of 23.2% versus 12.6% last year. Our diluted EPS for the year was $0.025 per share versus $0.01 last year. Cash and cash equivalents as of December 31, 2015, were $3.3 million, compared with $1.1 million last year. We generated positive cash flow from operating activities of $1.5 million in this year. As of year-end, our shareholder equity strongly improved and stood at $3.7 million, up from $0.4 million last year. With that, we will be happy to take your question. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question-and-answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Brian Kinstlinger of Maxim Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my questions. Sam, I'm wondering if you can tell us how many iBar customers you have and how many of those customers made a second order for iBar machines and maybe the average time it took to make that second order.
Currently, we have, again, it's an estimate, about between 25-30 customers. We have, in the past, you know, it took us, you know, the first installations took us about 6 months to install the first machine and get the acceptance and complete the installation. From our last few installations, we learned that it take us between 2 weeks to 4 weeks, something like that.
Once a customer takes one, how long does it typically take them before they decide to order more machines?
Just one second, please. Okay. Brian, sorry, I didn't understand. Well, it's very from customer to customer. It really depend on budget, on their budget. It depend on many factors. Today we learn, you know, again, it takes some customers took them 2 weeks to order the next 10 systems or 15 systems, and some customers take them more than 6 months to put everything in place. And some customers, we're still waiting, you know, so it's really vary. I can tell you that there's a big difference between big organizations in the U.S. Versus small companies in Europe. And of course, Chinese and Indians think different. Every country, every culture, it's worked differently.
Great. That leads me to my next question. Can you highlight what countries IBAR is installed in so far?
It's global. You can find IBARs in America, you can find IBARs in Europe, and of course in Asia.
And could you provide some kind of wide range of how you think IBAR sales might go in 16?
You know, it's really hard to predict. I tried to predict it one time, it was very and I missed it. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, we're trying not to do it in order not to to make or to give wrong information to our investors.
Yeah. And so it's starting to gain adoption. Can you talk about the size of your sales force today and maybe plans for expansion in 2016?
Yes. You know, we are expanding our sales force in Eastern Europe, in Asia, very strong. We are planning to hire more and more salespeople in China, distributors and agents in China. This year we have another goal is to start penetrating South America. This is another territory that we didn't really work up until now. And it looks like we are now mature to start working in South America too.
Great. And then is it an entirely direct, can you remind us, is it a direct sales model or is it going to be, is it also going to be more distributors?
Well, it's both. In China, most likely it will be direct. In North America, it will be direct. South America, it's not going to be direct at the beginning. We will look for a partner or an agent to help us over there. You know, East Europe, it's direct sales with agents. So it's the answer is combination, unless it's a strategic territory where we decide to take direct our own people to do it.
Great. Last question. Can you remind us the difference in the margins between your legacy products and IBAR?
They are similar.
Similar. Great. Thanks for taking my questions.
Sure.
The next question is from Shuki Chazan of Chazan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, Shmuley, Kairon. I want to ask a few questions, please. The first one is, can you provide details about how many IBARs did you sell already since today?
Well, in 2015, we booked about 100 IBARs. And in 2016, it's not disclosed yet. And, you know, once we will publish the first quarter, we will be able to talk about it.
Okay. And about the first quarter, can you provide a guidance for the first quarter, which already finished?
No. When we will publish the first quarter in the next few weeks, and you will see the results.
I understand. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Michael Brick of Oppenheimer & Company. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations. Can you just talk about the size of the market and the industry? I know you've talked about it before, but just a bit of idea of how much penetration you have and, I guess, automation in general and a little bit of a roadmap of what you think it can be in the next few years?
Yes, I would love to do that. First of all, in our legacy business, we are talking about around 10,000 production lines or finishing lines for the textile industry. For the non-woven industry, where we do have some competition, it's another 10,000 production line, finishing lines. So altogether, we are talking about 20,000 finishing lines. We know that in the textile, we know because we sold probably more than 90%. There are about 800 systems installed on finishing lines in textile, and so there's still 90% of the market is not there yet. And in the non-woven industry, you can find probably, let's say, around 2,000 inspection machines out of the 10,000. And from that, if I'm looking at the 10,000 finishing lines, there are about 1 million weaving machines. This is for the iBar. And you know, we sold 100. I don't know of many companies that you know are playing in this market, but this market is virtually virgin. There's really nothing there yet.
Right. Thank you.
The next question is from Mike Schellinger of MicroCap Club. Please go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering if you could comment on how generally your pipeline of sales opportunities is now versus where it was a year ago.
You know, we had a show late last year, and this show was fantastic for us, great show, and generated hundreds of new potential customers. Let's say, I hope that we contacted each one of them and we visited each one of them. So, you know, we are ahead of where we were at this point last year. I cannot tell you how much ahead at this point, but we feel very, very good at this point.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from David Kaplan of DBK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sorry about the noise in the background. Two quick questions. First of all, I hear you guys dancing a little bit around the questions that have to do with guidance. So maybe you can talk a little bit about the length of the sales cycle that you guys are used to having. If you were generating some nice potential leads towards the end of last year in that conference, what's your conversion rate of leads like that? How long is the sales cycle, and how good is your visibility into in or your ability to figure out what guidance would be or what your expectations would be for your own model?
Well, as I said, it's really hard to predict. It's hard to predict mainly because of the IBAR. You know, because the IBAR, you can have one or two deals that will have a huge impact on the results and the opposite. Traditional business usually take us, let's say, between 3 months to 1 year. This is a sales cycle. IBAR, which is our new product, to sell the first one is very easy and very quick. You can do it in 3 months. It's basically a decision that a sales manager together with the technical people can make very quickly. But then there's the process of accepting this machine, putting everything in the budget, and then purchase the multiple systems. Selling one IBAR does not have any real impact. You must have multiple number of systems, and that's how it works. You in one weaving machines, you have tens to thousands of weaving machines. Let's say usually hundreds of weaving machines. So usually a customer will buy one, and then he will buy 10, 50, 100, and so on.
Okay. And then the second question is really more about the stock, and its trading performance. Is the company planning to do anything that would any or do anything actively to help improve liquidity in the stock? It's a very, very thinly traded stock. It's not traded on any of the big exchanges, and I was wondering if there are any plans to do anything about that to help out liquidity or get it onto one of the big exchanges. And then that's it for me.
Well, of course, we are thinking about this problem, and we have a lot of options or some options on the table which we are considering or seriously considering. We know we're going to have to do something, and we will do it in the next, in the next few months. We will. We know we're going to make. We're going to make a move. So again, I don't know. I cannot tell you specifically what we are going to do, but we are familiar with this problem. We are facing this problem for a long time, and you know, we believe that beside the actions that we are planning to do, the performance of the company will also help liquidity.
Well, yeah, no, that's so great. I think that's a great answer. I definitely think that more specific guidance into how the next year would look, what I think would help that as well. This was 2015 was a phenomenal year, and just wrapping our heads around whether 2016 can continue to grow at the same rate is something that not just we but other investors would need to get comfortable as well. All right, thanks very much.
Sure.
That's it for me.
Okay. I would just add one thing to this. You know, we're looking at our business very long term, and we strongly believe that what we are doing and our vision will be implemented and will become reality. So, you know, for us, you know, we are very focused in our goal. We know that we have a huge advantage over competition. We know there is nobody there. We know that our real competition is human, our people, and you know, time is on our side from that point of view. So we know that, you know, as time goes, we will have more and more territories, more and more agents, more and more salespeople, more and more engineers, and more customers. So we feel very good about our long-term goals.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no more questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Cohen to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on Elbit Vision Systems' website, www.evs.co.il. Mr. Cohen, would you like to make a concluding statement?
Yes, thank you. On behalf of the management of EVS, I would like to thank you for joining us today. We expect to release our first quarter results in the next few weeks, and we look forward to speaking with you again at that time. Have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Vision Systems fourth quarter 2015 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.